the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
We have to keep the drugs out of our country. We stop the drugs. But we have some bad hombres here, and we're going to get them out. No!
Once again, fans of the greatest in 60s underground garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast, broadcast across New Zealand, bunch of stations, also via some affiliates in Canada. And if you're listening to the podcast, welcome as well. Hope you will enjoy this episode 307. Got it underway with a track I haven't heard for a long time, but boy, is it great. Out of the USA, 1967-45 from the Fumin Humans. The A-side was called Queen. We took that garage punk classic, Relative Distance, the B-side. Appeared on two comps at least. Relative Distance, a compilation of New England garage bands, was one. And also An Overdose of Heavy Psych, Authentic Way Cool 60s Artifacts, was the other. It's getting episode 307 underway. We've got a bunch of 60s garage obscurities getting the show underway straight after this.
Yeah!
Wild, flagrant abuses of the God-given gift of sex.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. A video of these guys and this track up on our Facebook page. Don't forget to give us a like, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. A band out of New York City, led by a guy called Jordan Christopher, formed in Manhattan 1964. They're best known for being the first people to record a song by Chip Taylor. The song's called Wild Thing, a smash hit for the Troggs, of course. So Jordan Christopher and the Wild Ones, they recorded an album called The Arthur Sound, hit number 149 in the USA. They also appeared in a 1967 Z-grade movie called The Fat Spy, which starred Phyllis Diller and Jane Mansfield. In 2004, the film was featured in a documentary titled The 50 Worst Films Ever Made. Jordan Christopher and the Wild Ones, this is Wild Thing.
Bye.
I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it.
Horrible. Horrible. Horrible.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
Well, my baby walked out on me, left me all alone. Yeah, she's broke my heart in two, now she's broken up my home. But I said to her, woman, come back to me, lest I will surely die. 'Cause you know, girl, day and night I cry. Mm-hmm. I walk the streets alone every night, thinking about the pleasures we had each and every night. Oh, woman, please come back to me, or I will surely die. Oh, you know, girl, day and night I cry. I'm crying, I'm sighing, I'm dying, ain't lying. You gotta come back to me, baby, I can't live without you. All right. Come back to me, please. I'm so lonely. I'm so lonely. I'm so lonely. I want you. I want you.
'60s garage obscurities, a garage classic top of the set, Wild Thing, the first recording of it by Jordan Christopher and the Wild Ones. Then from Toronto, a band called It's All Meat, originally known as The Underworld. They released their debut 45 in 1969 called Feel It. On the B-side, I Need Some Kind of Definitive Commitment. So it's all meat. We had the track Feel It. Then we had The Fine Stuff on a label called Rasel Records, a 7-inch out of 1967. We took the B-side from The Fine Stuff called I Want You. And a very cool band out of Australia, Sydney to be precise, recorded on a label called Down Under. The band is called Derek's Accent. All of the members were born in Northern England and migrated to Australia in the early 60s like many Brits did, heavily influenced by The Who, apparently covered a lot of Who versions when they played live as well. So Derek's Accent, picture up on our Facebook page from 1966, Ain't Got No Feeling. Did what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more. Yeah. Well, here's a band that is best known for giving Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top his start in the music business. They had one full-length album called Flash. We're going to check out the single from that album. Topped the charts in Houston for 6 weeks. This is The Moving Sidewalks with 99th Floor.
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Taken a one-long ride.
Bye. This is the real action. The pot party. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
I walk along in dreams. I cannot feel, I cannot see. The only thing I know is that you're only real to me. I see your hair hang down around your shoulders. Your perfume filled the air. As I looked down on you, you ran your fingers through my hair. With lips apart, I thought that you were going to call my name. Instead, the kiss that followed was enough to melt my brain. Not of the long grass. Night of the long grass. I'm only left with misty dreams. They're in my mind. My life was shattered on that night. But you were mine. And now there's nothing left except the memory. Or is it misery?
Outside the boundaries of their phony world of kicks is the ever-present possibility of discovery. This must be avoided at all costs, for discovery brings with it the penalties of society. Shame, arrest, prison. So destroy the evidence, leave not a trace, burn it in paper trash. That way they can deny possessing the illegal marijuana.
Ah, gee.
Hey, you're with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Don't forget about those back episodes. Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, CastBox, Pod Directory, Podbean, all the common podcasting platforms carry Retrospect. You can subscribe as well. And if you go to Apple Podcasts, you can leave a review for the show. Now we had Texas band The Moving Sidewalks, top of the set with 99th Floor. Then The Seeds off their album called Future. That was a notable shift in direction for this band, very much adopting psychedelic rock, released 1967. So The Seeds with Fallen off their 67 album Future. Then The Troggs, now we mentioned them top of the show. I went back, listened to some tracks, chose what I think is my favourite Troggs song. Brilliant, brilliant single as well, called Night of the Long Grass. That's from their 1966 LP From Nowhere, The Troggs. Then we had a band called The Goody Box. The song is called RG. Now, it appears on a comp called Golden State Psychedelia that's on Big Beat Records. Now, this got me onto the story of Leo Digarkulka. Born in Czechoslovakia in 1921, moved to LA in the late 30s. Became an intelligence officer, of all things. Post-Korean War, started his own recording studio called International Recorders. He worked with Herb Alpert, Nat King Cole, Sam Cooke, Little Richard and Frank Sinatra. In 1964, though, he left LA, made his way to San Francisco. While settled down there, he started a new studio, Golden State Recorders, state-of-the-art studio, made an attractive proposition for all sorts of bands in San Fran. Of course, the scene was thriving. Experimental rock music was blossoming in San Fran. So Digarkulka decided to found his own record label, Golden State Records. That was 1965. The Goody Box were one of many local bands produced by the label. He had plans for them. He wanted them to be fronted by a woman called Virginia Garcia, billed as Ginger and the Goody Box. Debut single wasn't released, but we found a track called RG, A-H hyphen G-E-E, if you're wondering, by the Goody Box. Well, Global Garage after this. Hi, I'm Phil from Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Podcast. I'm so excited to welcome the show's new sponsor, Needle in the Hay, a record lover's paradise right here in the heart of Hamilton City. From Motorhead to LL Cool J and a fine selection of 60s Garage, their impressive collection of records has something for all music lovers. And if they don't have what you're after, they can order it in. Situated down the retro haven of Racket Lane off Barton Street, Needle in the Hay is open Wednesday to Saturday. Make sure to follow them on Facebook, facebook.com/needleinthehayshop. Well, every week we like to take a look at some of the garage rock, garage punk, freak beat from around the world really meaning outside the USA or here in New Zealand, and I've got some real obscurities for you this week, of course. Picture and information on our Facebook page about this artist called Moha Jamin. It's off the Rex 27 Golden Garage Psych Nuggets from the Iranian 60s scene. It was a 7-inch 45, four tracks, making it an EP. Moha Raman. This is the song that gave that comp its title, Iranian song called Rex, Rex, Rex.
I get to be my destiny. Hey fellas, Brian from Waterford in the States. Love the show. Want to hear more of that global garage set. Thanks, big guy.
Cette maison étrange où je me trouvais alors en transe. Que faisait cet éléphant à fleurs et ce crocodile en pleurs? Quel était cet homme en noir jouant du violon électrique devant, devant l'auditoire de parcours-maître discutant comme des maîtres. Et tout semblait heureux ici, et même ce cher monsieur Hendrix. Perçu Vénus embrassant un prophète impuissant, assis sur un volcan servant de chauffage à ses habitants. Mais mon étrange excursion se termina plus tragiquement. Moi le pension devant ce voyage intéressant. Mais tout semblait heureux ici, et même ce cher monsieur Hendrix. Mais tout semblait heureux ici, et même ce cher monsieur Hendrix.
Wonder how you manage to make ends meet. Who finds up money when you pay the rent? Did you think that money was heaven sent? Friday night you ride with all the suitcase, Sunday morning creeping like a nun. Monday's tires not to tie his bootless. See how they run. Lady Madonna, baby at your breast, wonders how you manage.
Retrospect.
60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. That's our global garage set. Got underway with some Iranian garage from Moha, Jaman, Rex, Rex, Rex. Then a band called Le Clan 91. Now there are two bands called Le Clan 91, at least. This is the French-Canadian act, formed 1964. Very, very rare 45 from Quebec. On one side was Leçon de l'Amitié, or a French adaptation of Shapes of Things by the Yardbirds. We took the other side, Le Voyage, from Le Clan 91. Then we had a track off a wonderful comp called Pebbles Volume 2, Thailand Part 2, original artifacts from the psychedelic era. Cover of the Beatles' Lady Madonna, done by Sodsay Chankly. And then finally, Pierre Henry, French composer, a pioneer of musique concrète and also early electronic music. But in 1967, he released an album called Messe pour le temps présent, which featured a track called Psych Rock. That's the one we had. Video up on our Facebook page. So, music from Iran, Canada, Thailand, and France, wrapping our global garage set for this episode 307 of Retrospect.
I don't like the amateur quality of some of the writing and the out-of-tune singing.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Well, here's a pretty popular American band, more of a pop band than a garage band, I would say. Formed 1958, disbanded 1970. Formed in Cicero, Illinois as Gary and the Nightlights, they became the American Breed. Now, I've always loved this track, although I first heard it as been covered by Fenwick, I think on that original Nuggets compilation series. This is the American Breed with Mind Rocker.
She got the power to take my mind. Yeah! Fingers touch my hand.
At the end of this week's retrospect, we had the American Breed with Mind Rocker top of that brief set. Then we have a picture of these guys up on our Facebook page. The band is called the Gotham City Crime Fighters. The song Who Stole the Batmobile, written by Gerald Rolston, released in 1967 during the height of the Batman TV craze. Very cool track. It appeared on a compilation called You Got Yours East Bay Garage 1965 to 1967. And that takes us to the end of the show. Hope you've enjoyed this week's selections of 60s garage obscurities. Always leave you with an instrumental. Here's one from a band out of Carnegie, Pennsylvania. Founded on a comp called Buzz Buzz Buzz, the high art of groovy 60s psychedelic instrumental. It's from 1968 on Head Records. The band's called The Disturbers. This is the B-side to the 1968 45. It's called Free and Easy. That's it for Retrospect for this week. I'm Phil Gray. Hope you'll join me next week for more great 60s obscurities. We'll be right back. like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.